Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Good morning. It's now 7:03 and a very chilly 50 degrees this morning. So make sure you grab a jacket before you step outside, as it is a bit brisk. That's our top story. When you step outside, you're going to feel the wind. That's really what's going to slap you in the face.
Yeah, bad enough. We're under a wind advisory through 6 this evening.
And meteorologist Tom Hale says the combination of the temperature and the wind is making it uncomfortable out there.
It's the first time this fall season I've used the word wind chilly, but it is just that, with winds gusting to 20 to 30 miles an hour and isolated gusts up to 45. Temperatures feel like they're in the 40s, the low 40s. And tomorrow, actual temperatures, as the winds die down, skies are clear, 30s for wind chills.
Now, you know who's not afraid of a little wind? Russell Scott. He's outside this morning meeting some other brave souls. Russell, what are you finding?
Well, I'm not sure if it's old man winter, but we do have cooler temperatures. Our first brisk day as our fall season finally remembers his job. It does feel good out here. I found these people. They were standing outside Cafe Donuts here at Abrams and Mockingbird.
I do like the cold. I think we are all tired of the hot.
We glad the fall is coming out and winter is coming. Hopefully it'll be nice for us. So that's awesome.
How you dealing with the weather?
You know, I like it. It's a lot better.
And if the donut shop would open, you'd be in better shape.
So much better. So much more energy, you know?
The good news is that donut shop did open, and he seemed to be very happy about that. I've seen people in hoodies. I've seen people with their coats. I've seen people in shorts. Everybody seems to kind of like this cooler weather. In East Dallas, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
You're listening to the KRLD Morning News. I'm Joe Kelly, live at the Milestone Plumbing, AC and Electric 24-Hour Breaking News Center. Now fewer commercial breaks every morning. This is your nonstop news, traffic, and weather 20-minute morning briefing on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I'm John Little.
And I'm Heather Behrens. There's an effort in Congress to keep SNAP benefits funded through the partial government shutdown. Senator John Cornyn has signed on to a bill being pushed by Missouri's Josh Hawley that would appropriate full necessary funding to provide uninterrupted SNAP benefits to 3.5 million Texans. Cornyn blamed Democrats. He says voted against funding SNAP and reopening the government. Democrats have been calling on Republicans to join them in extending Obamacare subsidies that would otherwise send premiums sky high for millions of Americans. Regardless, funding for SNAP benefits could run dry as early as this weekend.
Now, we're talking about these SNAP benefits and these getting paused. There are comparisons to some of the COVID-19 lockdowns. How so?
A similar situation where people relying on certain services were not able to have access to them. Dr. Allison Russell is an assistant professor at UT Dallas specializing in public and nonprofit management. She says while we hope this government shutdown doesn't last nearly as long as those lockdowns a few years ago, this will be a reminder.
We saw a lot of people in need. Being able to access basic services, getting food, things like that was a challenge. And so when we see SNAP benefits potentially shutting off for people, a lot of them are going to be back in the same situation.
However, other resources, such as food banks and pantries, won't have the social distancing rules we had to follow. The Trump administration estimated as many as 42 million Americans could be affected by SNAP benefit funding running dry because of the shutdown. From the 24-Hour News Center, Eric Bushman, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Officials at DFW International Airport hope that members of Congress will find a way to get together and end the government shutdown. Some airports have been dealing with major delays because of a shortage of air traffic controllers. They're not being paid during the shutdown, and many of them are taking outside jobs to help make ends meet. DFW Airport CEO Chris McLaughlin says they have managed to maintain their staffing levels.
We've been fortunate that the effect so far, the material effect so far, has been minimal.
He spoke exclusively to News Radio 1080 KRL. D. McLaughlin says he hopes Congress finds a way for the air traffic controllers to get paid for the important job they're doing.
Now, the top three things you need to know.
Apes together, strong. Monkeys are on the loose in Mississippi after a truck that was carrying lab rhesus monkeys crashes. Now, initial reports indicated that the monkeys are infested with hepatitis C, herpes, and COVID-19, though there are now mixed denials about that claim. Yet the monkeys who escaped are being hunted and killed, euthanized. We're told that as many as three of the monkeys are still on the loose. Texas Supreme Court revises the state judicial conduct rules to allow judges to refuse to perform same-sex weddings that conflict with their religious beliefs. Hurricane Melissa pounding the Caribbean after smashing into Jamaica, now through Cuba. The Cat 5 storm brought 185-mile-an-hour winds, massive flooding, and destruction to Jamaica. It's a Cat 3 now as it's moving through Cuba.
Hear the top three things you need to know every 15 minutes, all day, on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is David Rankin. When I get up in the morning, I rely on the 20-minute morning briefing to get all of the day's essentials. It's chock full of information with no commercials. And for a wrap on the news of the day, join Kristen Diaz and me this afternoon on the KRLD Afternoon News, right here on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
All the news, none of the nonsense. Our 20-minute morning briefing begins right now. I'm Joe Kelly on DFW's only all-news morning show.
It is 23 after 7. I'm John Little.
And I'm Heather Behrens. As we're telling you this morning, the cold front has arrived, and you can sure feel the temperature change, and so can your car.
As the cooler weather arrives here in North Texas, drivers may notice their vehicle's tire pressure warning light coming on more often. That's because the tire pressure changes with temperature. It means cooler air contracts, lowering the tire pressure, while warmer air expands, increasing it. Experts recommend checking your tires regularly, especially during these seasonal transitions, and adjusting the air as needed. But they also caution against overfilling or releasing too much air at once, since tire pressure can fluctuate throughout the day as temperatures rise and fall. Experts say maintaining proper tire pressure not only helps ensure safety on the road, but also improves fuel efficiency and extends the life of your tires. From the 24-Hour News Center, Jeff Burkett, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
724 News Radio 1080 KRLD, the station in DFW for market and business updates. Brought to you by Code Launch, the high-octane startup competition. The future of tech is at CodeLaunch.com. Our KRLD business analyst, David Johnson.
Good morning, all. Well, we told you bright and early Monday morning before we started trading that there were probably three big, I mean really big things looming for the marketplace that would dictate whether we went up or down and what the economy was going to do. Number one was China. Will we have a deal? Number two, earnings. Boy, a lot of earnings. This is the biggest week for earnings that we have for the S&P 500. And third, and to some lesser degree, the government shutdown. Will that be resolved? Well, we got movement on two of the fronts, and the movement's been enough to push all three of the averages again yesterday to new all-time highs. Now, it was a tougher row yesterday. In fact, there were more stocks down than up, so it was a very selective market. Today, it looks a little better. The Dow looks up 90 points, the NASDAQ up 128, the S&P up 22. So where's the progress? Well, China, for one thing, finally, this morning, overnight anyway, China confirmed they are indeed going to meet with the president, that she and Trump had been saying that they were going to, Trump had been saying he was going to meet for a long time. China had never really confirmed that. They have now. So that is momentum. Also, when we started out early this morning, it didn't look like there was really going to be a trade deal with South Korea. Now we are getting confirmation from both sides that there is indeed a trade deal. So that's done. Earnings reports still early, but it sure looks good. One of the stocks that's helped pushing the industrials average higher this morning is North Texas-based Caterpillar Tractor. That stock's up $25 a share. I mean, that stock alone would add about 100 points, 150 points to the averages. And the stock's going to open at a new all-time high. Verizon also out with earnings that were better. And it looks like maybe the bar was set pretty low because that stock's trading a bit higher today, too. So we're beginning to pass that. Now we can just get the government back open. Crude's down 3 cents, $60.12. Silver is up today. And finally, so is gold for the first time in this week. Gold's up $60 an ounce. The 10-year rate up a little bit, 3.99%. Oh, yeah, the other major consideration, the Fed. They come with their interest rate decision this afternoon at 1. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Thank you, David, at 7:27 on the KRLD Morning News.
Wow, great game by Jake Oettinger last night.
Ovechkin in front. Wilson puts it on net. Save made. Snapping the pads together is Oettinger.
I love it when Jake Oettinger snaps the pads. The Stars goalie stopped all 24 shots. He's faced for the first shutout of the season for him. Dallas beats Washington 1-0 at the AAC.
You're not always going to win, 3-0, so nice to get rewarded, win in different ways.
Actually, a 6th straight win for Oettinger against Washington. Stars have won 3 in a row overall. Tyler Seguin scored the lone goal. It deflected in for him. Dallas plays at Tampa Bay tomorrow night. Hey, good news as the Mavs got better as the night went on against the Oklahoma City Thunder on Monday night. The bad news was they still lost. Head coach Jason Kidd.
The groups kept fighting and finding a way, and then to be able to hold that group to 14 points in the fourth shows that we, as we continue to go forward, we're getting better on both ends of the ball.
Another chance for the 1-3 Mavs to get better tonight, hosting the defending East champs and former head coach Rick Carlisle at 7:30.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.